And it was always quite a little ways from the house, you know, particularly on a cold morning.
Yeah, cold morning, long path, and an awful seat. Did you keep silage?
Not in those days, we didn't. It's been, see, silage is more of a newer idea that come along. See, there wasn't any silage, or silage, you know, until all along about 1914, 15.
Yes, I've heard that, and the trench silo or the pit silo.
Yeah, they used to build them out of concrete blocks and up above the ground, and then they were the first ones to come along, and then the pit silo is more modern, you mm-hmm. see.
Man told me he had one of those made out of concrete blocks that blew away.
Well, it was a job of filling them, see. Mm-hmm. That was nice to feed out of, but it was a job of filling them. Mm-hmm. But you see, since they've got these here modern tractors with scoops and things like that on them nowadays, they can build mm-hmm. pit silos so much easier.
Did you have a special building for storing corn?
Well, our building we had, our barn, was 40 foot long, and we had four 10 by 20 foot bins in it, see.
Boy.
And a driveway between. Uh-huh. And our driveway was all floors and everything, so we'd go in there and scoop wheat into the bins. Once you spilt, you could scoop it up. Well, one of those bins was a slack bin for corn. Mm-hmm. That was done, you know, because we put our corn in there in the ear, mm-hmm. and it didn't have to be a solid building, and then it left air through the city. Yeah, the corn was a little bang.
Now this was right in the barn?
Yeah, this was in our barn. Now we had also, besides that, we had a bunch of bins out to the side. It all depended on that as about how much. Now, a lot of times, you know, if you had a big corn crop, you know, they just take this wire netting, you know, and build a mm-hmm. Place outside to throw their corn in. See.
Give it some walls and keep out the animals.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Well, now we had a corn bin down in this year in this shed that we had in our feedlot. Mm-hmm. Now that is down next to where our hog pen was. Well, of course, we always fill that with corn there by the hog, by the hogs, you see, or it'd be handy to get to.
Mm-hmm. Well, you mentioned your haystacks out in the field. Did you ever gather your hay up in a small bundle or shock or cot or?
Well, now that all depends on your type of what you're doing. Now you take if it's alfalfa hay. What we used to do there was take the rake and put it in windrows, see. Mm-hmm. Well, then we drive down there with windrows and make it in shocks, see, mm-hmm. dumps, because it was so much easier to pick up with a fork. You could go out there to one of those, if you knew how, you could roll that over, you know, and get that, mm-hmm. and take the whole thing pretty near up in one shock, because we dumped them pretty small, see. Then, of course, if you had millet or cane or something like that, mm-hmm. well, sometimes you would take that and make it into bigger shocks and just leave it out in the field, see? Mm-hmm. Because cane is awful hard to stack, you know, or anything that was, you know, great big long tall stuff, you know. Well, that's time you'd just shock that up in the fields, leave it there, and haul it in as you fed it. But we used to tuck everything off the field because our place was hog tight and fenced, and we wanted to, or we could, when the wheat got up big enough for pasture, we just turned the stock completely out. Mm-hmm. Well, then your corn fields, you know, you had your corn stalks, and they'd run on the stalk fields and on the wheat fields. The other thing we always did, and a lot of people never did it, but when we got our wheat off in the fall,